KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for some areas of the fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with rain and occasional thunderstorms, and temperatures slowly falling through the 40s during the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Authorities in Pottawatomie County are expected to resume their search at 8 a.m. today for a boater who went missing Sunday afternoon on Lake Manawa. After the canoe he was in capsized around 1:45 p.m. Sunday, as the unidentified man and 36-year-old Benjamin Ferguson of Omaha were maneuvering through an area of ice on the southwest side of the lake near Boy Scout Island. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said the search for the missing man was called off Sunday evening due to darkness. Authorities know who he is, but they're withholding his name until family members have been notified. Ferguson was able to swim ashore, but the other man tried to hang onto the tipped-over canoe but slipped under the water. At the time of the accident, the water temperature was around 35 degrees. Ferguson was taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of hypothermia. He was being held overnight for observation. Council Bluffs Fire Department rescue crews searched the lake until 5:30 p.m. Sunday without finding the missing man. A vehicle reported stolen Friday in Red Oak was recovered around 1:50 a.m. today in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say the 1997 Chrysler Concord was found on 270th Street just west of Q Avenue. The car belonging to Jessica Caesar of Red Oak was towed to Red Oak. Additional details about the incident were not released. An Iowa man is recovering from a shotgun wound after being shot by a fellow hunter who was trying to hit a moving deer. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said 47-year-old Eric Winkler was hit in the abdomen Saturday by a shotgun slug fired by someone else in his hunting party. The Carroll man was helping to drive deer at the time of the shooting. He was taken to an area hospital and later transferred to a Des Moines hospital. Recreational Safety Officer Jeff Barnes says hunters should make sure they know where everyone is in their party at all times, and hunters shouldn't fire in the direction of other hunters. Barnes says most hunting incidents happen when shots are fired at moving deer. A man from Union County was arrested Saturday night on a drug charge following an investigation into an accident that occurred on 150th Street in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say the call about the crash near Ubon Avenue came in around 8:40 p.m. Authorities say 29-year-old Stephen Marion Bochniak of Creston was driving a vehicle that hit a bridge, disabling the vehicle. Deputies noticed that Bochniak was acting strange. They later recovered a small amount of marijuana. Bochniak was arrested for possession of marijuana and was being held in the Adams County Jail Sunday on $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening at City Hall. During the session, which begins at 5:15, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will update the board on progress with the bike hitching posts, the fishing dock at Childberg Park Recreation Area, and the Parks and Rec Assistant Director's position. Herring will also discuss the department's fiscal year 2016 budget, including the need to make some cuts, and he'll provide an update on the Bull Creek walking and bikeway pathway, as well as the status of the park gates being open at Sunnyside Park while the weather remains mild. Typically, the gates are closed the first week of December. And members of the CAM School District's Board of Education are set to meet this evening in the library at the high school in Oneida. At 5:15, the board will hold a session pertaining to the School Improvement Advisory Committee, or SIAC, agenda. Discussion during the meeting includes objectives for 2014-2015 with regard to the Iowa assessment, bullying and harassment, and book study. They'll also talk about school hardware plans for 2015, as well as the Clarity Study Information and Access. And during their board session, which begins at 6:30 p.m., the CAM School Board will discuss and possibly act on a contract with regard to sponsoring for the dance team, an athletic trainer, an early retirement package and/or applications, early graduation requests, the one-to-one laptop initiative, an agreement with Connections Academy, and other administrative matters. In our funeral announcements, Larry Lee Kirkpatrick, age 69, of Oakland and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Larry Kirkpatrick will be today at 10:30 at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Dorothy J. Power, age 79, of Wyota, died Thursday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Funeral services for Dorothy Power will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. John Greenwalt, age 69, of Messina, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of life service for John Greenwalt will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Odiva Jean Etheridge, age 87, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Odiva Etheridge will be at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Betty Hazen, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Betty Hazen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.